Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out. 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 Bring them out.
Woo! Oh, yeah! Welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000, and we're streaming on the ESPN Chicago app with the fastest men out of Northbrook, Jesse Rogers. In for Cap, I'm Jay Hood. Open phone lines for you at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. Thank you, Charlie. Thank you, Jay Moore, for being with us here on this Bears Friday. And don't forget Twitch, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Thanks so much for watching the show and all the shows here on ESPN Chicago. Here we go, Jess.
Here we go. I wish it was this Sunday and here not in about 5 months, but we have it. We have it in front of us now. We can go through 18 weeks, including the bye, and break it down for you right now, all the way until game one in September. This is going to be fun.
It's pretty simple, Bears fans. We want to know, based on what you saw from the schedule, as it was leaked yesterday and then finally released last night, we want to find out what you think the win-loss record will be for the Chicago Bears. If you're driving, just think in your mind, win-loss, win-loss. And that's what Jesse and I are going to do. Here we go, Jay Moore and Charlie. Here we go, Jesse and I, with our initial thoughts about the Bears' schedule. As I always tell you, Jess, This is how I do it, right? Initial thoughts, first blush with the pen when the schedule comes out.
Of course.
Then we get to training camp. Thoughts on the win-loss there. Then, at the end of training camp, when you're getting ready for game one against the Packers, that's when the official prediction goes. So I got three times to get this right.
I've never been in a jury trial, but I imagine you go in there and you take your first vote right away, right?
Yes.
This is our first vote. Then, after a couple days of deliberations, you take another vote. And then, after a week and you're sick of each other, you get that final verdict. And this is our first, guilty or not guilty.
That's exactly
right. We're going through the schedule without any thought to it, really. Just boom, boom, boom.
So don't give us the, hey, Jay Hood, you're saying on May 12th that the Bears would be... Hang on a second. I'll tell you right before the opening night for the Bears, the opening game for the Bears. But this is first blush with the pen. You ready? You got your list in front of you?
I got it. All right. Ready to rock and roll.
Here we go. Week one, Bears against the Packers, a 3:25 start. Jesse, I'm feeling good about the Bears. That is a win against Jordan Love.
The owner of the Bears is in New York now. That's a win over Jordan Love. He will be eberflused.
Yes.
Love in his first game against the Bears.
He will wet his pants like Trey Lance the first game he played against San Francisco.
There you go.
First time, big spot. Bears will get it done on the lakefront. 3:25 against the Packers. That's a win. Week two, Bears at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a noon start. No Brady. Okay, that team is kind of going to be in a little bit of a rebuild. On the road, warm weather, feeling good after the win against the Packers. That's a win against the Buccaneers.
No Brady, no Bueno. Bueno, says Jonathan. Bueno, says Jonathan Hood. It's too early for me.
Good Spanish.
No Bueno, says Jonathan Hood. I am going opposite because I listened to Bears Weekly last night. And Joniak asked there, what's the most, your biggest takeaway from the early portion of the schedule? He said, humidity. In Tampa, week two, that's a loss.
Is that Kyle Trask, Charlie? I think that's Kyle Trask.
It's Baker Mayfield this year.
Nope.
I hate Baker Mayfield, but somehow the Buccaneers pull out a win.
Okay.
So no bueno for the Bears. You say no bueno for the Bucks.
Absolutely. So two wins, 2-0 so far for the Chicago Bears. Week three, September 24th at the Chiefs, 3:25 start. That's a loss.
I'd love to say that's the first upset of the year. It's too early, though. Too early in the year.
That's a loss.
That's a loss.
Yeah.
But closer than we think. How about that?
Well, hostile environment, difficult for, not saying a young quarterback in field. It's just that the Chiefs play with a ruthless aggression, both sides of the football. It's Mahomes, after all, best quarterback in the league. That's difficult to overcome.
Be nice early measuring stick, but I say loss. Cover the spread, though. How about that? We give them the cover. We give them the cover. So I got them at 1-2.
Okay. Week four, October 1st, Bears against the Broncos at the lakefront, a noon start. That is Sean Payton. That is a renewed Russell Westbrook at the quarterback spot. Tight game. Tight. I see it. So I'm thinking a loss.
Did you mean to say Russell Westbrook? Because I love that.
Sure.
Okay.
Russell Wilson, a big spot. Ciara will be there.
Sean Payton can't even save Russell Wilson. Forget about it. He's toast. He was toast last year. Pete Carroll knew it. Got rid of him. He cost Hackett his job. He might cost Payton his job eventually. Mm-hmm. That's a win for the Bears, 2-2.
I'd say that Russell Wilson's more like Russell Westbrook. That's what I think.
Exactly.
But I think that's going to be tough for the Bears in that spot, again, against the Broncos. Tight game, though. Closer than the experts think. Week 5, October 5th, at the Commanders. Thursday Night Football, 7:15, at Washington. They beat Chico and Washington. That is a win for the Bears.
It's as ugly as the Thursday night game they played last year against them. I don't know why the NFL didn't learn their lesson, but I'm with you. They squeak out an ugly win against the Commanders. So you and I have them both at 3-2, just a different way of getting there.
Oh, boy. Okay. Week 6, October 15th, Bears against the Vikings at noon in Lakefront. I was going back and forth on that one. I see that as a loss for the Bears. After coming off the win against the Commanders, that's a loss against the Vikings. I believe that there's going to be some big passing plays there. Vikings will feel good going into Soldier Field. That's a loss for the Bears.
I don't think you understand Eberflus with more time to work.
Okay.
Coming off the mini bye, which is, remember last year they came off the mini bye and looked like a different team? I say the same thing happens. They beat Washington, get the 10 days off, and then they beat the Vikings 4-2.
Week 7, October 22nd, Bears against the Raiders at noon. That'll be a victory, my friend. Bears get the job done against the Las Vegas Raiders.
I'm with you on that. Raiders are kind of a team in transition. New quarterback, 5-2 at that point, my friend.
Garoppolo healthy by that time, Charlie? What do we got here? Garoppolo available?
I don't know. He might be distracted in Vegas. We'll never know.
It's like, as soon as you land in McCarran, there he is probably with the...
Just doing push-ups.
Remember when you used to land, it would be Danny Gans there with his hands on his hip?
Yes.
Hey, it's Danny Gans.
Garoppolo. Face of every casino.
So I have them on a 3-game win streak at that point. 5-2.
Wow. All right. So you got the over with the win total so far. You're at least getting there.
Well, getting there. Now I've got the losing skid coming.
Okay. Here we go. So, week 8, October 29th against the Chargers. It's at the Chargers on Sunday Night Football. That's a loss.
Loss. I can't get there. Out West, Chargers, good team, prime time. I can't get there. 5-3.
Khalil Mack, 2 sacks.
Just a minute now.
Jay Moore from the top rope.
All right. Week 9, November 5th at the Saints, a noon start. That's a loss.
I say it's their worst offensive performance of the year that day.
Derek Carr, quarterback for the Saints.
Tough place to play.
No, I just can't see it.
I don't either. Yeah. So I'm at 5-4 at that point.
Okay. I see that as a loss. I think it could be a win. I mean, right now I see it as a loss. I think I can have my mind changed by the time we get to the season starting. Week 10, November 9th against the Panthers, 7:15 start, Thursday Night Football. That's a win for the Bears against the Panthers.
Agreed. Not a lot to analyze there. They're better. They should be better than the Panthers. 6-4 for me at that point.
Panthers on Thursday Night Football, huh? Already. Week 11, November 19th at the Lions. That is a loss.
It's a shootout, my friend, but they come up short.
She said shootout.
Yeah, I said it's a shootout.
Wow.
Bears and Lions. Fields may rush for 100 there, but you know the Lions can score, especially at home last year. I'm basing a lot of this on last year, which is so dumb.
So it's a loss for the Bears against the Lions.
Yeah.
Week 12, November 27th at the Vikings. Monday Night Football, 7:15. Win. How about that?
Well, I had them beating the Vikings the first time around, so I'm going to say loss here. But, man, I am sort of following the form. Losses on the road, wins at home. But anyway, loss. 6-6.
They find a way, the bounce back after the Lions lost, to go against the Vikings. Hostile environment, Monday Night Football, quiet the crowd. They win the game 23-13.
Here's my prediction. They lose the game, and afterwards, a member of the Bears says the bye couldn't have come at a better time. We need the bye.
Next, week 13, the bye, a tough opponent to take on the bye. They're always around 500.
Bears getting the points.
Yeah, I'm thinking bye in that spot. Tough.
Bears win, but don't cover.
Okay, against the bye. Okay, that's fair. Week 14, December 10th against the Lions. A noon start, that's a loss.
They blow them out.
Lions?
They blow out the Lions.
Oh, you got the Bears winning.
I got the Bears winning. They blow out the Lions.
How?
Again, coming off the bye, I have them losing at Detroit. This is the revenge game. We're getting into December. Put Detroit outdoors in December. Forget about it. They score. The defense actually comes up big. They score. They hold them to 9 points.
Week 15, we don't know the date yet, but it's at the Browns, and the time's to be determined. That's a win for the Bears at the Browns in Cleveland.
Can't wait.
I don't like doing this. I keep giving them their losses on the road, although I guess I had them beating the Bucks. I'm going to say a loss, an ugly loss at the Browns.
I don't know.
That's our house of horrors. That's Fields' house of horrors.
So I don't know what the Browns are playing for at that point. They're going to continue. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. So I wrote down win against the Browns. Week 16, December 24th against the Cardinals. 325, that's a win. Too cold for Arizona. Bears win that game.
I'll do 2 weeks in one. They win the next two. Absolutely. That's perfect time to get the Cardinals and the Falcons at home.
Week 17 on New Year's Eve against the Falcons at noon on the lakefront. That is a loss.
I got them winning. Indoor team outdoors on New Year's Eve. Forget about it.
Bears interested?
Chicago.
Bears interested? That's why I want to know. They're going to be interested? Or are you looking to go party like Rex Grossman with a 0.0?
Those last three games are real interesting if they're in the hunt. You know, if they need those games or two of them to win to get in the playoffs. But I think they beat the Cardinals and Falcons.
Week 18 to be determined at the Packers at Lambeau Field to be determined on the time. That's a loss in week 18.
I'm going with a loss as well. It's a whole different Jordan Love at that point in the year, right? He's had a full season under his belt. They beat him opening night. He gets the revenge.
Oddly enough, first blush with the pen.
Yeah.
And I didn't even look at the schedule to do win-loss last night. I'm doing it for the first time with you here.
Yeah.
8-9.
I think I have 9-8.
It's a little bit more than I thought.
It kind of is. And you know we're going to – some of these are going to turn into – you know, some of these that look like wins now are going to be losses and vice versa, all that. But I think eight or nine wins is about right when you look at this. Remember, it's an easier schedule than last year, much easier.
The number, Charlie, is 7, isn't it, for the Bears?
Yeah, like 7.5. I have
the over.
Listen to that.
I have 9-8, and it wasn't like I was – because going into it dry, like, that kind of made sense. That made sense as a number. And then I went through the schedule, and I tried not to operate backwards, go from 9-8 to see how they can get there. I just went through the schedule, and it came out 9-8. I think that makes a lot of sense.
It makes sense. And I...
What'd you say, Jay Moore? You got
go ahead, Jay Moore.
I have 9-8 as well.
Wow. So you guys are over there, they're talking playoffs.
Think about the road schedule. That's the hard part of this thing to me.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
Other than the Commanders, that's a tough road schedule. Especially if Tampa Bay is week two with what Thayer was saying last night. The humidity and stuff, that's an advantage.
And you have them in what?
I think 9-8, yeah.
So the three of you have them in the playoffs.
Essentially.
Or fighting for it.
I think I see four teams on this schedule that by the end of the season may have just completely bottomed out. I think by the end of the year, the Buccaneers will be tanking for Caleb Williams. I think the Cardinals will be tanking for Caleb Williams. I think the Saints, when all is said and done, might just be a bad team. And same thing with the Vikings.
Yeah, but you say by the end of the year. That doesn't mean the Buccaneers can't beat them in week two.
Fair, so but it may start week two. How about that?
Yeah, I guess the tank could start early. This is the NFL.
Those are our predictions, early predictions for the Chicago Bears and their schedule. Open the phone lines, 312-332 ESPN, 332-3776, our phone number. The Bears schedule is out. What is your prediction for their record? We went through the games. I'm sure that some of you have made travel plans as well to follow the Bears. And so you tell us, based on what we gave you, what sounds like a good win total. We're not going to hold you to it. Don't hold us to it. We're not going to hold you to it. Just based on what we just laid out for you, Packers at the Buccaneers, at the Chiefs against the Broncos, at the Commanders, Vikings, Raiders, at the Chargers, at the Saints, against the Panthers, at the Lions, at the Vikings, against the Lions, at the Browns, Cardinals, Falcons, at the Packers. What seems like a win total for you based on the schedule? Jesse and I will take more of your phone calls coming up on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show.
If you miss something, get the podcast on the ESPN Chicago app.
Cap and Jay Hood are back on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. With Jesse Rogers in for Cap, I am Jay Hood. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our telephone number. As we talk about the Bears' schedule, it is out. What is your prediction and their record? As I said, Jesse, for me, it's three times. It's with you now, training camp, and then right before the start of the season for the Bears against the Packers.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. That's absolutely fair. The offseason is not even completely over, right? There's going to be additions. There's going to be cuts, all sorts of things. I agree with you. But this is fun to do as it comes out. I think there's some interesting things about the schedule we can break down. We've got plenty of time to do it. We're doing it all day on this station. Ryan Poles is going to be on this station, so it's going to be a fun day. I just wish there was a game this Sunday instead of in like 10 weeks or whatever.
I'm actually ready for it now, as a matter of fact.
Totally.
So I think the headline out of our first segment is that three of the four people on this panel, on the show, have them in the playoffs. That's three wins to it. It's a big jump, by the way, a Bengals-like jump.
We've never been accused of drinking the Bears' Kool-Aid in this town, have we? I mean, I agree with you. When you say playoffs, it sounds like a leap, but then when you go game by game, you think, well, it's possible.
Playoffs?
Because it isn't the hardest schedule. Last year was one of the harder ones.
All I know is that you base it not necessarily on the opponent, but the personnel for the Bears. Mm-hmm. How long will it take for the Bears personnel to click? And it's not even, I know the big headline is Justin Fields, but for me, Jesse, it's the defense.
Absolutely. Agree with you. So absolutely.
Will they have more than 20 sacks? Okay, I'm on record. I don't need three times to come up with that. They'll have more than 20 sacks.
The offensive line was okay last year. I feel like it was actually underrated. I've said this before. It's only going to get better. The weapons he has, the offense is on the rise. Now the defense has to almost catch up to the offense. They drafted some talented players. It's not going to come together early, but maybe it will midseason.
All right, let's get your thoughts here. 312-332-3776, as Jesse mentioned, as we take a look at the opponents for the Bears. Again, it's about what the Bears have, but also taking a look at the opponent. Will it be better or worse than they were last year? Let's go to Curtis in Farmington, Minnesota, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. Good morning, Curtis.
Hey, Jesse and Hoodie.
Dun, 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 dun.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, man?
It's so good to hear you guys. I say eight wins this coming season. The only way the defense can go is up. So if I want them to be better, but if they end up being at least halfway good or halfway decent, they should at least squeak out eight wins. A quick sidebar, man, please approach very quickly.
Brought to you by Aiken Law, 3126 million for the great Howard Ankin. Sign my ball.
I would like to give a quick shout out to Jay Moore. Jay Moore, you are the man. I appreciate the hits that you're bringing out there and everything.
Thank you, brother.
I appreciate the white horse from Laid Back. I haven't heard that in so long.
Mm-hmm.
That is my now new song. Other than move your body, move your body.
Yes.
I like that too. So shout out to you, man. I appreciate what you're doing. Keep up the good work, man. Thank you, guys, so
Thank
much.
You, brother.
Let's go Bears.
I'm surprised, Curtis, that the house music not hitting in Farmington, Minnesota. It's very interesting. We appreciate the telephone call.
I'll disagree with him a little bit. I think the only way the offense can go is up. Defense could be the same. I'm not saying it'd be worse, but the defense could be the same or similar, not necessarily on some rise. We don't know. It's brand new, players all over the place. We don't know who's going to sack the quarterback. So I'm willing to say the offense is on the rise. I don't know what we're going to get out of the defense this year.
The only thing I look at, Jesse, and again, last year, we know that the Bears are learning on the fly offensively, but that defense was the worst that I've seen.
Yeah, it was bad.
I mean, because you and I have lived through some bad teams.
But it was by design,
no,
almost.
No question.
Once they traded Quinn and everyone, it was by design.
But the point is, though, is that you and I have lived through a lot of bad Bears teams, but yet the defense was getting after it.
Right.
The offense was putrid, but the defense at least was getting to the quarterback. We didn't get either last year.
Right.
Neither.
This is unusual to... What's going to be unusual is to see the offense ahead of the defense. We've almost never seen that. But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. This is an offensive era of football. If they lose 35-32 a bunch of games this year, I'll be thrilled.
Yeah, because at least the offense is percolating.
Yes. I think that's how you win.
I think the last time you and I saw that was Eric Kramer.
Yeah, and it was. And when I say that's how you win, that's how you win just and build confidence. To win a championship, you have to have both sides of the ball. There's no doubt.
All right, 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Again, what is your prediction for the Bears? And again, it's early. No one's holding you to it. But when we get to around September 10th, for sure, we'll have our final number
there.
And
we will hold you to it.
No question. And Glencoe, here's Steve on Cap and Jay Hood here on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're hanging in there. You know, it's Bears schedule release day, of course.
Bears schedule, a great day to wake up, right?
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be a couple key points here in the season. One, first game against the Packers. Mm-hmm. That's going to be an absolute must win, right?
Yeah, I mean, must win, who knows? But yes, they need to win that game.
It would be nice to win the game.
Get the Packers off our back.
Right.
Right. So I've got them kind of going, you know, 7-8 wins. But I think you can break down the season. The best thing where it will go is their last 5 games. And those will be crucial. Those are all kind of going to be winnable games between the Lions and Cleveland Cardinals. And that's really going to be what really defines it. Hopefully they play 500 ball up until that.
Yeah, I'd even say the last 3, you know, because it's the Cardinals and Falcons at home. And then assuming the Packers take a step back with this, you know, Love first year, like those 3, if they need to win 1 or 2, like that's a real possibility. But I don't disagree with you. The 5 after the bye, kind of you can group those together. The Lions at Soldier Field, a lot different than on the road. So, yeah, those last 5 are going to be interesting. You got to win 3 or 4 probably if you're thinking about the playoffs.
Well, this upcoming season will tell a great story on whether or not the Lions have really turned the corner. Last year, I thought that there were so many games that they played, I thought, boy, this is a whole different Lions outfit. And again, I was so impressed by the Lions at the end of the season. Nothing to play for, and they beat the Packers and pushed the Packers out of the playoffs. I mean, they could have just laid down at Lambeau Field, and they didn't.
No doubt. That's why I don't assume anything with the Lions, but I look at those last 3, Arizona and Atlanta here. I know you said lost to Atlanta. Like, I'm going to be wrong about some of these. I kind of went with where they look like a favorite, they'll probably win. Where they look like I know I'm going to be wrong. But in all honesty, those last 3 absolutely seem winnable. Even in Green Bay, I said loss, but the Packers could be well out of it.
If nothing else, I've got the Bears in the graphic with my 8-9.
Yeah.
They're in the
graphic.
They're in the hunt. You see that, what I did there, Charlie?
Steve Kornacki will be talking about them.
They're going to be down here in the hunt. That's where they're going to be. That's how I have them.
Crumbled up newspaper.
That's it.
My favorite part of the schedule is the idea that it starts and ends with the Packers. I love that. Yeah. And it'll be 2 different Jordan Loves, I would assume. He's going to look like a deer in headlights in week 1, but by week 18, he should be, if he's any decent, he should have their offense better. And, of course, the weather is going to play a factor. Last game at Lambeau Field, that's going to be interesting for sure.
By week 18, my friend, it'll be the Sean Clifford show.
Yeah, maybe.
The Penn State quarterback will be pressed in the service. Love is bad. They'll experiment with Clifford. They'll be looking for a new quarterback. The Bears, even though I have them as a loss, probably could win that game at the end. I think it tells a great story, as you just said, right? So I have them... The Bears 1-2 the last 3 games of the season, and I have them 2-3 the last 5 games.
I think I had them 3-2 and 2-1 and
you have one more win than
I have one more win than you.
Yeah.
Right? So,
all right, Brian in Kenosha is with us here with Jesse Rogers in for Cap, Jay Hood on the Cap and Jay Hood Morning Show. What's up, Brian?
Hey guys, how you doing? Happy Friday, man.
It's Brian.
Hey, no problem, guy. I'm here for you. So. Yeah, so a couple things, I guess. I got 3 different points. First of all, one of the things you guys just said recently about the Bears, you know, defense and how, you know, we always could rely on that defense being good. I think one of the nice, happy things is that we are seeing the Bears transition to the modern NFL. If their defense still struggles this year and their offense does take off, that just shows us that they're on the right path for the modern NFL. That may sound weird to say, but...
No, I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
And then the other thing I would say is, I feel like we're all kind of hovering around that 500 number. So I feel like shooting for 500, that's a huge improvement to last year. And I think it shows that the NFL is all about parity. It shows that the NFL wants to see the Bears kind of take that next step because the schedule obviously kind of allows for that. So now I'm just waiting to hear where Cap just gives us his four wins, right? Because obviously Cap's been harping on the whole time. So I can't wait for the take that, you yes. know, when they only get their four or five wins. So.
Well, and let's get this out of the sports bloodstream right now. Let's do it as a show. Let's do it for a sports community. There's no more 500 in the NFL.
There you go. Right. Yes.
Let's stop doing it. Like, I understand.
You have to say around 500.
It's old hat to say there's no more 500. And I think the NFL designed it that way to have 17 weeks. So no more 500. Around 500, 98, 89, somewhere in there. But there's no more 500. That's where it is right now. So to me, again, I'm optimistic in some wins there I might take away. Maybe I'll add a few. We'll see. But I just think that I base just my first thoughts on the personnel having to grow up. And I don't know if you can be able to get that done in one season to make that leap from 3 to 9 to 3 to 10. If it is, well, that's a charm season.
Yeah. Normally you'd say no, but this is the NFL and those leaps do happen every so often. As we talked about the last five games, I mean, there's the five games right before the bye that could be killer. Four on the road. Four out of five on the road, okay? And you're... Now, remember, you haven't had a bye yet, so you're trying to get to that bye to rest up. Four out of five on the road, which includes a Thursday nighter. Now, after the Thursday night, you get the longer break, but just add all that up. Four out of five on the road before your bye, so you've been grinding since training camp, and there's a Thursday night in there. That's at Chargers, at Saints, home against the Panthers, at Lions, at Vikings. I mean, that's where you go 1-4, and we look back and say, yeah, that was kind of predictable. So we're going to... There's so many ways to look at this thing, middle five, first five, whatever. But I think within the 500 range is certainly a possibility. It's not obviously 500, as you said, but 7, 8, 9 wins makes a lot of sense to me.
The Bears' schedule is out. What is your prediction for their record? What are your expectations for the upcoming season? Now that you see the schedule, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Jesse and I will take your phone calls. Also, some question mark games that I need to talk to you guys about, where I'm not sure where to go when it comes to several games on the schedule. I'll need some help from you coming up next. Cap and Jay Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Here's today's headlines with Cap and Jay Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. The Chicago Bears schedule was released, and they will begin the season against the Green Bay Packers and Jordan Love in week number one. The Bears will also play four primetime games, including two on Thursday Night Football against the Washington Commanders in week 5 and Carolina Panthers in week 10. The Denver Nuggets advance to the Western Conference Finals 125-100 with a victory over the Phoenix Suns. The Celtics, they stayed alive with a 95-86 win over the Philadelphia 76ers, or Philadelphia 70 quitters. The hell happened late in the game there in the fourth quarter. Good God. It's going to be a Game 7 on Sunday. Don't forget, Bears General Manager Ryan Poles will join Bleck and Abdallah today at 11:20. Right here on the Home of the Bears, ESPN 1000. Jay Moore.
Welcome back to Cap and Jay Hood Experience. Weekdays from 7 to 10 on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN Chicago.
Cap and Jay Hood. Weekday mornings at 7 here on ESPN 1000. And streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Jesse Rogers in for Cap. I'm Jay Hood. We'll have a segment coming up at 7:50 called Guessing Game. Yes.
Okay.
Guessing Game comes your way at 7:50 right here on ESPN 1000. Shot or no shot coming up at 8 o'clock. So Jess, when we take a look at the schedule, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about the Bears schedule. The schedule's out. What is your prediction for the Chicago Bears? 312-332-3776 is our telephone number with their one loss record for the Bears. So looking at the schedule, Jess, I need some help here because mm-hmm. I had a couple of question mark games.
Mm-hmm.
And so the game against the Broncos on week 4 on October 1st, can the Bears win that? I mean, let's kind of dig
in
that
a little bit. I'm so down on Russell Wilson. The answer is yes. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if Sean Payton is the quarterback whisperer that everyone says he is, but I'm going to say Russell Wilson at Soldier Field melts down.
Okay. So, don't you think that if you had your druthers, Eberflus or Sean Payton, wouldn't you want Sean Payton to be the head coach of the Bears for this generation of the Bears?
Sure, he's got the resume, sure. But, I mean, Eberflus could get there someday, but of course, right now, Peyton has more of more on his resume.
Right now, I'm just worried about Eberflus just getting to Arlington Heights. I'm just saying.
I hear you.
I mean, the way things move slowly in this state.
I mean, I will say this. You said loss. Look, there's going to be upsets, we know, and that would be one of them. The Bears will be favored in that game, and that could certainly be one of them, right?
Yes.
And just like if they could go somewhere on the road that we don't expect them to win at, and they could win, I'm sure that's going to happen. So it's not a bad pick to say they'll lose to the Broncos at home. However, I'm so down on Russell Wilson, and it's just week four, so maybe, you know, Pete Carroll might be still preaching patience or something. So I think it's winnable, yeah.
Okay, so help me out with this, too, because I was trying to find a split for the Bears against the Lions, and I'm not trying to ride with the wave. I'm just going by what I saw last year where I thought that they really turned the corner as a franchise. Now, how far, I don't know. I know for them, that's a big spot on the first game of the year, September 7th against the Chiefs on the road. Like, I know the Lions are like one of the favorites for some,
right?
But on the road against the Chiefs,
I guarantee you, when Cap comes back, he's going to pick the Lions to win. To win,
probably.
And I brought it up to you yesterday. Sometimes on that banner raising night, you get a little wonky performance. You know, the other team, all they care about is coming in to get a win, while the home team and the Chiefs and Mahomes, they're all going to be, you know, rings and banners and craziness. And there's only one goal of the opponent, to take you down that night. So I think Detroit loses that game but covers. That's always my out.
Yeah, no, but hey,
they lose but cover.
You have that because that's a chance for you to win something.
Right, exactly.
Even if the team loses, hey, I got money in my pocket.
Right.
I totally understand.
And to say it's going to be closer than maybe the odds makers think. So, and the Chiefs win a lot at home but don't cover, if I recall.
I guess the point is that I can't find a win for the Bears against the Lions unless we look at the Lions' schedule. Let's see. The Bears play the Lions at Ford Field on November 19th, and I just think that could be overwhelming. But at home on December 10th, that's my question. I was going to put a win there, but then I'm like, if the Lions are still good, why would they roll over for the Bears?
That's they're not going to roll over, but I don't think they're certainly unbeatable on the road. I mean, they're going to be tough at home, but on the road, December, outdoors, you know, I'm going to just throw that outdoors thing in. Anytime I'm not sure, just they're outdoors and at Soldier Field.
Okay.
Put some respect on my name.
So, yes. Thank you very much, sir. And so the other one was just talking about the Vikings. So I had them splitting against the Vikings. And so I believe that the Vikings were good enough to, you know, be, it's kind of survive in the regular season. I think that they will regress some this year. I could see like maybe 9 wins max for them. Look at what they were last year. And then they have a new coach, and they were winning games by a thin margin last year. I think they had the worst margin of victory last year. What was it,
That's Charlie? As tough as it is to predict the Bears season, the Vikings are right up there as well. I'm with you. I don't know. They're good, but I don't know how good.
The differential for Minnesota was -3. That's what it was. I mean, and they were 13-4 when 13-4 ball club. So I'm thinking, Jess, it seems like 9 wins to me.
Regression is coming.
I think so.
It's like the Cubs offense after April.
Yes.
Regression was coming.
You
and
knew it was going to happen, right?
So I agree with you about the Vikings. Although maybe they look at all their warts and they fill those weaknesses and it turns around. Who knows? It's the NFL. That's a very unpredictable team, the Vikings.
So, Charlie Bevins, is there something, a quirk in some of these schedules that we are missing here? Because, like I said, those are 3 games I was not necessarily sure about. And again, you know, we'll get to a point where we'll change as we move forward. But I just thought, I'm not sure what to do with Denver, Minnesota, Lions. Any quirks in the schedules that you've seen?
Yeah, I'm a little unsure of what to do with the Saints because they keep going for it every year. They keep stockpiling talent, even though we all know and they probably know deep in their hearts that they're probably not a Super Bowl team. But they're still a very competitive team. And when you add Derek Carr, you're probably only going to be that. You're probably only going to be a competitive team. It raises your floor, but it raises your ceiling. And I think if the Bears are a truly like good team, that's a team that they should beat.
I think so, but I have it as a loss only because it's the Superdome big spot.
Yeah, exactly. On the road, I mean, it's hard enough to predict wins and losses, but if you can find a bunch of reasons one way or other and playing in that dome, in that venue, I think is more likely a loss than a win.
So, I mean, so Charlie, and actually Charlie and Jay Moore, and you have them at first blush with the pen with 9 wins.
Yeah.
So, but are you basing that more, Charlie, on the opponent or the Bears? Because, again, to me, it's about the maturation of the roster. Like, if you can't get home to the quarterback, and that was a major problem for the Bears last year, if you can't get to the quarterback, then it's like, no matter what Justin Fields does, it's a loss is a loss. Like, you could say that, hey, Justin in the offense with DJ Moore, the offensive line, everything works in concert, and they took two steps this season. But if the defense is similar, or maybe just a little bit of a step up, that still means a loss to me.
We saw them be one of the best offenses in football for about a month. Now, the question is whether or not they can continue that, and can they continue it long enough for a defense that really doesn't have any sort of pass rush? Can they do that long enough to sustain wins, basically? Like, I think they can. Like, I believe in Justin Fields, and if you think that they can win 9 wins, then you believe that Justin Fields is going to have to put the team on his back for a number of these games.
Most of our conversations here have felt like the glass being half full. What if we went into this with the glass being half empty and said, okay, what leap can the offense legitimately make with so many new parts and still coming together and Fields still learning? Like, maybe that leap isn't that big, and the defense is like legitimately still a year away. Then you can start to change that 9 wins to 6 wins. And I feel like, isn't that what Cap's probably going to come in here and say?
Probably.
It's probably more like 6 wins. So I look, I'm a Bear fan like everyone else. It's my off season. I'm baseball ends and I'm on that couch.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this with rosy glasses, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Through rosy glasses, no doubt. But I do think the offensive jumps are, like, legitimate, not just drinking the Kool-Aid.
Okay, so that
but
means,
I just don't know where the defense can go.
Okay, so what you're banking on is Justin Fields to be better at quarterback because he's got a weapon in DJ Moore. You expect the running game to be potent with the combination of Herbert, Foreman, and Johnson, the rookie, and we'll see what he does. I know he's going to be good on special teams. That's at least one thing. Darnell Mooney being healthy, Clay's Chapel taking a step, Cole Kmet being a weapon at tight end. And then you're banking on the offensive line with Braxton Jones at left tackle, Darnell Wright at right tackle, Tevin Jenkins being able to stay healthy, Nate Davis coming over from last year from the Titans, and that all working together.
Yes. I liked the line last year more than a lot of people. Now they've added this monster at right tackle. I think it's great. I'm a huge Braxton Jones fan. I started that last preseason. I'm not going to jump off of that. He was on with Thayer and Joniak last night, that guy. I just think he's a great representative of the Bears. Love Braxton Jones. So, yes, I think all of that is possible.
Jay Moore.
Yeah, I agree. I'm totally basing it off them outscoring each opponent that we had them win with the 9 games, because last season they were in a lot of those games. And if you look at that and the upgrades that they made this season, it's possible that they can just outscore the opponent.
Yeah, that only lasts so long, though. Like, they're not Mahomes and the Chiefs who can score 35 a game. There's going to be some peaks and valleys there.
Well, what Johnny's saying pretty much is telling us, like, okay, those coin flip games in the middle of the schedule, go back to last year's schedule. Those games that they lost by three points, 5 points, that those were flipped this year. And again, that's just an early prediction, but this is what we're doing here on Cap and J-Hood. Now, coming up next, we've got this new game. It's called Guessing Game. Guessing Game. Wait until you hear this.
I'm ready.
This is going to be fun. Charlie's put this together, and it's going to be fun. Guessing Game, and don't forget Shot or No Shot coming up at 8 o'clock. Captain Jay Hood on the home of the Bears, ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Captain Jay Hood. Follow the show on Instagram at TheCatMan and at IGJHood. This is ESPN Chicago. Chicago's home for sports.
Captain Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000, and we are streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, we'll have Shot or No Shot at 8 o'clock. We'll go around the National Football League, some quirks in the schedule for a lot of teams in the NFL, and Courtney Cronin will stop by to talk Bears and schedule with us at 8:35 right here on Captain Jay Hood. So the most interesting thing about last night, not just the schedules being revealed, but also the social media accounts for a lot of teams in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Innovative, man. You love the social media people that just put this time in. I don't know if they put 6 months into this, 12 months into whatever it is, but the concepts are interesting. So, Charlie, I know that you are going through a lot of teams in the NFL as far as their social media accounts. And there was one that was of interest for sure, right?
So, yes, the Titans, what they did, they walked around Nashville, and then they would show people the logo of the team they're going to face, and they would have them guess what that logo is. And they were pretty inaccurate, I would put it.
Yes, there's no question. All right, let's lay it out there. Tell us what happened.
So what we're going to do is we're going to play them guessing who this team is. We picked our favorites, the ones that sounded the best. We're going to play them guessing what team this is based on the logo, and you're going to try to figure out what team it actually is.
Okay, so, Jesse, pull up the NFL name, because I know, because it's not, the answer won't be, like, you know, Nationals. Okay? It won't be, you know, Tigers. All right, just make sure. You know.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, so it's NFL now. Got it?
Yep.
Then one of the answers won't be Expos.
Okay.
Okay, I just want you to know, all right? All right, so go ahead, Charlie, what do we have?
The Red Stallions. Ha!
The Red Stallions. Who do you think they were talking about?
The Red Stallions.
The Red Stallions. I want to say the Broncos, but they're orange.
So somebody, one of the Titans fans, someone in Nashville feels like one of the teams that they saw on a placard said red. What is it? Get it again?
The Red Stallions.
She's weird. I'll
just say she thought it was the Broncos.
I'm going to go Texans.
That was the Atlanta Falcons.
She thought, based on the Falcons logo, that it was, say it again, lady, what is it?
The Red Stallions.
Oh my God, that's funny.
All right, what's the next one?
That's a good one.
What'd she say? Say it again.
They're guessing Cowboys.
Cowboys. Okay, so clearly it was not the Cowboys that was shown.
Right.
I'm going to say it is the Colts. Lucky Horseshoe, Cowboys.
That's a good one.
Horse.
I agree with him. Colts.
You guys speak drunk lady very well. It was the Colts.
That was good.
Give it to me again, lady.
Cowboys.
There's
Cowboys.
Like a group of them, too. we're definitely right on this.
So, okay, she thinks that the Cowboys logo is the Indianapolis Colts. All right, next one.
The Boston Bobcats. No idea.
I'll give it to again. What is it?
No idea.
The Boston Bobcats.
I'm going to say...
I can recognize a Charlotte Bobcats if you showed it to me now.
I'm going
to
say the Ravens simply because there's a B on their helmet.
Boston.
Or, you know, B in their logo.
But a Bobcat's not a bird.
I'm trying to speak. What did you say? Drunk lady? That's yours words. I see a B on a helmet. I'm going with that.
Boston Bobcats. Okay, so I see a cat.
Right.
And I see a B. You know what? Going Bengals.
You're good at this, Hoodie. It's the Bengals.
There you go.
Give it to me again, lady.
I actually thought it was going to be the Jaguars.
The Boston Bobcats. No idea.
Boston Bobcats. That's an awful sounding name.
Kind of liked it.
Boston Bobcats.
I don't know how many Bobcats are out in Boston, but it flows well.
All right. What else did people say? Now, again, this is outside of Nashville, Tennessee. The Tennessee Titans social media people asking random people, here's a look of a team, the logo of a team. Who are they? It's amazing how people don't. Okay, what's the next one?
Chester Cheeto.
Get it again?
Chester Cheeto.
He's saying Chester Cheeto.
Chester Cheeto. I think that's pretty obvious. You know that the mascot or the cartoon for the Cheetos. Have you seen those commercials for Cheetos?
I don't think I have. I mean, I'm sure I've had.
Dangerously Cheesy?
Have you seen that guy?
No, I don't think I have. I don't remember it.
Okay, so who do you think is Chester? I think I got it. But
you tell me. You go first.
I mean, look at the logos.
I'm going through them.
Oh, come on now. It's not the Texas Rangers. I just put it that way. it's not Los Angeles Angels, no.
Chester Cheeto. Who would that be? Wait, I'm going through them.
He's clicking through.
I'm going one by one.
Come on,
Jesse. I watched him go by one.
Jesse.
Give it to me.
All I did is just go to ESPN.com and then you just click the tab and then they all fall. Don't you see?
I'm scrolling through
this guy's
them all.
On Yahoo. Right? You
Why? I don't understand.
Who do you got?
Well, I mean, no, I'm going to wait till you find what I got. ESPN.com,
okay.
NFL, and just put the mouse right over NFL, and it's a drop tab.
I got it.
Oh, my God, Jesse. You're better than that.
I'm missing it. Hold on.
You're on ESPN television. You're a journalist.
For baseball. Thankfully.
Wait a minute.
Who do you got?
Well, I think it's the Jacksonville Jaguars. He said, give it to me again, sir.
Chester Cheeto.
Yeah, Chester Cheeto.
Is that a Jaguar on the commercial?
Have you seen the logo?
I haven't seen the commercial.
I'm going to wait until you see the logo and see if you agree with me.
Damn.
For God's sakes, Jesse.
I guess so. Sure.
Does that look like a Chester Cheeto?
I don't know. I don't know who Chester Cheeto is.
Think of a Cheetos bag and the large cat on the front.
Okay. All right.
All right, let's see if that's the
that
answer.
That must be it, then.
It's the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yes.
Correct.
Crazy. Jesse. I don't want you to put one bet down on an NFL team.
I couldn't picture Chester Cheeto. I'm sorry.
You don't put any bets down on the NFL until you
There's
recognize
a good reason.
All the logos. All of them. We're going to put you out there on the streets of Nashville, see if you got identified, for God's sakes. I don't know, buddy.
I wouldn't have gotten that one, that's for
like
sure.
Looks like the Seattle Mariners.
I would not have gotten that one. I would have been with Drunk Lady.
You'd be amazed, and I think that the audience would be amazed. I mean, we're the diehards of the diehards. That's why you're listening to the show. But some that go to games are there to have a good time. Beer's cold, sunshine out, just be able to see some kind of sporting event in front of you and not know who's out there playing.
Well, I think that's why tailgating exists.
Yes.
For that reason. By the time you get in, you're blind drunk. You don't know what's going on.
But you just know you're there for a good time, yeah, right?
Exactly.
But there's people outside of Nashville. And, you know, big NFL city, no. More of a college city, but still, man, no idea.
We could get them all right, though.
We could definitely.
That I could do.
Now,
that I could do.
Outside.
I can't guess Drunk Lady necessarily, but I could get them all right.
The question.
Boston Bobcats. No idea.
No, not Boston Bobcats, lady. Forgot. Anyway, I think that that's something we should do here. As a matter of fact, Jay Moore, I think we should do that outside of Guaranteed Rate and Wrigley Field.
Yeah. That'd be great.
All the baseball logos?
I would say Guaranteed Rate. I think the ladies would know who it is. I think they would know the teams.
But not outside of Wrigley?
No.
Oh, boy.
We're out of towners.
True, but that doesn't mean they're not baseball fans.
Jess, I don't
Standing
think so.
Outside of Murphy's.
I don't know. I think Shirley from back of the yards knows exactly who those teams are. I think that's the Los Angeles Angels, baby. You think I'm an idiot?
You don't think, the Iowa.
No, I don't.
The bus from Iowa could do it.
They're just there to see the Cubs. They don't care who the opponent is. They want to see the Cubs. And rightfully so.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought there were more.
No, that's all. It shows you that some people, they see a logo and they need something else. Boston Bobcats. Shot or no shot in 2 minutes right here on Chicago's Home for Sports.